Hiya, welcome back to Misadventurous with me, Tiffany Rouge. This is the podcast that inspires you to change your world for the better, to help get you out of your comfort zone and start making positive change in your life. It gives you a look into someone else's life who is just like you, but has achieved extraordinary things. I share these stories with you to give you an example and so that you can use their advice, their situations, and the stories as a way to live a more fulfilled life yourself. This is your haven of positivity that keeps you accountable. It advocates for you to be a nicer person, including to yourself, and helps you with your own self-awareness. If you're the type of adventurer that sees life as one big adventure, no matter how big or small, and if you're looking to take that leap to start making positive change in your life and create your own significant path, this podcast is for you. So go on, hit subscribe, and while you're at it, tell a friend. Before we get started, I just wanted to say thank you for listening because we have hit over 600 downloads. Now, for someone who is a one-woman show that has been doing this for just a few months, the fact that we are over 500, we're over 600 downloads, and we're not even at 20 episodes is phenomenal. So thank you for listening. Thank you for telling your friends about this. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for sharing. And most of all, thank you for subscribing. You know, thank you for being a part of this journey with me. I'm loving sharing these stories and these chats that I have with people. Like I say every week, if this resonates with you at all and you love it, please hit subscribe, leave me a cheeky review, or just tell a friend about this podcast. And if you found any value in it, I would love for you to share that value with someone else. You may have noticed that this episode sounds a little bit different. That's because Chris and the Legends, It Sounds Like an Earful, have really helped me out with a lot of imaging and some sound. Sounds Like an Earful is a really awesome resource if you're looking for royalty-free music to use on your podcast or your ads or anything else. So definitely go and check out Chris and the team at soundslikeanearful.com. I'll put a link to the best place to find all this music in the show notes. So this week's episode is about the past. Now, I'm not one to dwell in the past. I think the past exists for a reason. It helped us become who we are today. It's very important, but I believe that when you're working towards your goals, I would rather put my energy on trying to build myself into something and trying to build something rather than think about things that I can't change. And let's face it, the past is something that we can't change. Like, things have happened and there's no way that you can go back in time and make that a different situation. So all you really can do is accept it, use that experience as a lesson so that if you ever get into that situation that you're not particularly proud of again, you know how to handle it and you know what you're doing. And that's essentially all I tend to do with the past. But I also think it's really important to look back at your past and appreciate how far we've come and how important it is to document what you want when you're manifesting. Now, for those of you who don't know what manifesting is, it's when you put the intention of what you want out into the world. It's sort of like The Secret, right? So when I watched The Secret a couple of years ago, and they do this exercise with you where they're like, you know, just shut your eyes and think about a car that you want. And when I did that, I shut my eyes and I pictured myself. I was realistic. I, you know, had my hands on the steering wheel of a beat up old bomb red car. And then 6 months later, I was driving a beat up old bomb red car. And I didn't have any intention of buying a car when I manifested that, when I was thinking about it, when I watched The Secret. But it turns out that, you know, my dad's partner was selling his car and I just fell into this thing because I manifested it. So it's sort of when you want a brand new car or you want to raise in a job or you want the love of your life to walk in. But if you want it, you just start putting little actions into getting it. So you think about what it's like to have the thing that you want. You start talking to people. You do a bit of research. In my case, you know, you write it down. You know, you keep it in the forefront of your mind. Now, it's okay if you're not 100% solid on the whole idea of what you want. In fact, I think it's a really good thing that you don't get bogged down on the details. And often, what I found, life never works out in the way that you think it's going to. So if you kind of have a situation envisioned in your head and you're like, oh, if I was to be in that situation, I'm going to say this. But then you get into a situation that's similar like that and it doesn't work out in any which way that you thought it was going to, but you still got to the end result. So that's what I mean when I'm saying things may work out the way you want them to, but not in the way that you think it's going to happen. Now, a prime example of this is my life and kind of where I am right now. So I'm a radio announcer for a drive show in Wollongong. I have been nominated for an award like the Golden Globes or the Emmys for radio in Australia. I lived in Darwin. I got headhunted to move to Wollongong. All this sort of stuff happened. Like, I never thought I'd be living in Wollongong, let alone living in Darwin and working in radio. And all I wanted when I, you know, started getting into radio was a radio job. For ages, you know, I'd been obsessed with Triple J, and I ended up moving over to the UK, working for some pretty cool radio stations there, getting a really awesome gig and, you know, having really cool connections. But the thing about living in the UK is that when you have to come back to Australia, which is what I had to do, I didn't have any of those connections again. So I couldn't find myself a job and it was difficult. And I was ready to give up on this whole radio thing. I thought maybe, you know, I've had my chance. I met up with someone who worked at Triple J and things didn't work out the way that I wanted them to. You know, I recoiled and I had to go, oh crap, what do I really want in life? Because for me, it was Triple J and it was Triple J and it was Triple J and I didn't get it. And it was like, well, where do you go from there? You know, my goal for the past 5 years had been Triple J and I didn't get it. And, you know, I wondered, should I have given up at that point or should I have just changed my perspective to what I want really in life, you know? So this, I'm throwing back to a time, to the 5th of November in 2015. And the reason I know that date is because when I crash landed back from the UK to Australia, I kept an audio journal and I didn't know what I was going to do with it. I just did it for the sake of doing it, much like how I started out this podcast. And I was living back at my parents' house. You know, you go do the rite of passage somewhere else and then you come crash land back at your parents until you can kind of get yourself back on your feet. And that's kind of what I was doing. I was working in a hospitality job doing marketing for a bar. So I was using some of my degree and my skills that I had in a kind of desk job. And that was fine. I was back volunteering at this radio station to try and get a gig, but I still wasn't sure. I wasn't sold on what it is I wanted to do with my life. And the funny thing is, when you listen, because I'm going to play you out this journal entry from the 5th of November, I mention what I want. I think at that point in time, I was realizing it as I was saying it, the sort of things and the sort of life I was manifesting, the sort of life that I wanted. And I look around and I have that now. I mention how I want to have the security of having a job and to be able to live my life the way I want to and have a job and be comfortable, but have that as a radio job. And I have that now. You know, I have an extensive wardrobe. I have a chamomile tea, you know, whilst reading a book in bed every night. And I just want to show you that this is a plain example of how manifestation works. It actually happened. And I had no idea that it was going to work out the way that it did. And even in this entry, you'll hear me talking about applying for this journalism job in Hot 100. And that's totally like, I didn't even think that it was going to happen, but I didn't even get that journalism job. But I used that understanding and I used that contact that was written in this journalism job ad posting on like a radio job website. Like they said, you know, get in contact with this guy at this station. And the really cool thing about it is, do you know what? I'm going to let you hear the entry and then I'm going to tell you about how I got on the blag and managed to actually get myself a job in radio because it's a great one and it just plays into this journal entry. So here goes. Hi, today's Thursday, the 5th of November. What did I do today? I went to work. I didn't go to yoga. I usually go to yoga. I came to a bit of a realization yesterday, last night when I was reading my book. I was so content and happy just sitting here reading my book and, like, you know, being undercover, warm. It was raining outside and, like, safe, and, you know, had this feeling of, like, security and stuff, and I guess sort of comfortable. And it made me realize, like, I think I was reading something in this book about, you know, like, enjoying what you have and finding who you are and looking for the things that satisfy you. And it just kind of made me aware that the things that I want in life, the thing that I want in life is to have this sense of security that I have in Adelaide and have a room full of things and have a wardrobe full of awesome clothes and have, you know, all this stuff that I guess brings me joy and security and sort of comfortable, but doing radio instead of doing marketing. So, yeah, like, to sort of have that satisfaction of my life and to be in a place that I have enough money coming in, to feel secure in that sense, but also, you know, to have this job satisfaction from something that I've been striving really hard for. So, yeah, it's a very interesting thing, because that's what I want. You know, I want to have what I have now, not in Adelaide, and be doing radio for it, you know. And I don't think that's too much to ask, and I know I'll get there. I just need to keep pursuing it. So, yeah, in honor of that, I guess I started applying for this journalist Hot 100 job in Darwin, just to change things up a bit. You know, I've never been a journalist, but fuck it, I'll try, and I'll blag my way into it, just like I've blagged my way into the job that I currently have. And how hard is reading the news, mate? It's not even that hard. So, hey, good times. What else have I got going on? I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow. I was supposed to pick up Reese and we're going to have dinner tonight, but that didn't happen. So I ended up just making a salad and bought some chicken, ate a whole block of chocolate, but I refuse to let that stand in my way of being good. I'm still being good. I'm still going to try and be good tomorrow. And yeah, so that's my story. This song, I've been, like, you know, scouring the internet and looking for songs to play for my set on Saturday. We'll see how that goes. I got asked to play another set at the Richmond by this DJ company, DJ agency, and I'd really like that, but we'll see how that goes. So, yeah, I'll figure a whole lot more stuff out, because I guess where I am at the moment, I'm really feeling like I'm in limbo, and I either need to decide that I'm going to stay in Adelaide and I'm going to figure this shit out and, I guess, not run away, just figure it out and give it another year, or do I go? Do I go and run and, you know, feel like I'm making things easier for myself when I don't even know if I am? You know, the uncertainty is, it's that grass is greener situation, because I love the uncertainty of everything, but I'm not sure that the uncertainty is good for me and is beneficial. So I just need to decide. And I started writing out my application for my visa to America, so let's see how things go. I'm going to decide when I get back from Vietnam as to how, what, where, who I am, what I'm supposed to be doing, and where I am and want to be. So yeah, this song I discovered today after searching for some songs for my DJ set, and it's called Can't Figure It Out by a couple guys called Slaptop. Lost chances move between the shadows that we've elevated. I find it easy to lose my way with you, but we can't figure it out. Anyway, Really funny, because the reason I got into radio is because I love music, and that was a huge part in my life now. And these days I love the radio side more than I love the music side, because there's so many different things going on. But I found that every single journal entry had a different song, and it was so crazy and funny because I'd forgotten that I'd done that. So I remember doing the entries, but I don't remember attaching the song to that entry. Yeah, I've got a year's worth of songs that I was loving every day to go back through. And this is only the start of me going back through them. So you may find that this podcast might turn into a few more of those ones. But the story about how I managed to get to where I am right now is I made this journal entry on the 5th of November. And then I think around the 20th of November, I flew to Vietnam from Adelaide via Darwin. Now, my dad lives in Darwin. He convinced me to go to Vietnam via Darwin because it was cheaper and because he wanted to see me, and it was a good reason to catch up with him. So on my way back from Vietnam, I'd had my fun time and had a holiday and whatever. Then I was spending the weekend with my dad in Darwin, and I'm sitting in his lounge room with the radio on. And because I'm interested to hear what local radio is wherever I go, I had the radio on, and I was listening to Hot 100, and my dad's cleaner came in, and I was having a good chat with her and talking to her about how I wanted to get a job in radio. And she pretty much turned around and said, "Oh yeah, they go through a lot of people here." And I thought, maybe I should use that. So I ended up getting on the phone, calling the station number, spoke to the receptionist. I used the contact from the job posting for the journalism job at Hot 100. I used that contact and I said, hey, so such and such told me to get in contact with the guy who does the hiring and firing at Hot 100, but I've forgotten his name. And the woman just goes, oh, his name's Dave. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, score. Sure. Okay. Yeah, Dave, is he available? So the woman, the receptionist, is like, oh, let me check. She comes back and she's like, oh, no, actually, he's not. Can I take a message? And I was like, do you know what? Let me just have his email address. I'll send him an email. And she's like, oh, okay, it's my first day. Let me grab that for you. And I hit the jackpot. I just needed a contact. You know, I needed a way to get in contact with this person. So I email that guy and I say, hey, mate, you know, I'm going to be in Darwin for the next 2 days. I'd love to have a chat with you. Are you available? If not, you know, I come to Darwin regularly. And that opened up the communication that in turn got me the job in Darwin. And then I ended up getting all this notoriety, getting these nominations and getting headhunted to move to Wollongong. So here I am today. And that was all by chance and by blagging. And I hadn't even sort of registered that I'd manifested this whole thing until I'd come back and I listened to this entry on the 5th of November. And it's crazy to think that I made that happen. I had no idea how it was going to happen, but I made it happen just by actioning it, by putting it into my journal entry. So whether you're like me and you want to record an audio journal or you just want to write it down, it really does help to sort of put your ideas and put what you want, you know, to document it. So make it happen, put the actions in place. And especially if you're feeling down and you're looking for a little bit of a positive pick-me-up, I think it's just another form of mindfulness. I've since moved from making this audio journal every day to writing stuff down and embodying that feeling of what it's like to have what I want. But it's crazy. And in a strange way, like, it's exactly what I needed to appreciate my life here in Wollongong. You know, it's incredibly humbling when you look back and you see how far you've come. And I think it's a really important thing to do, to not only see that, holy crap, I manifested this, but holy crap, this is where I was in 2015. So like almost 3 years ago, you know, you can look and see how far you've come and really just not dwell on the past, but manifest. And that manifesting is a really cool thing. And it's really important, especially if you want to get places with your goals and you want things to happen, because everybody's got dreams, but dreams are just goals without actions. And I think manifesting should be your first action when you're wanting to turn your dream into a reality, when you're wanting to turn your dream into a goal and work towards it. That's today's takeaway. Like always, if you are enjoying this podcast and you know of someone who could find value in it as much as you found value in it, please show them the podcast. It would be awesome. Leave us a cheeky review on iTunes or Spotify or however else you're listening to this podcast. All right, until next week, catch ya.